Welcome to Atlanta Business Radio. I'm Lee Cantor, and today we're having a special edition. We have a good friend of ours, Carrie Tegeter with Corporate Office Centers. She's my co-host today. Carrie, how are you doing?
It is a pleasure to see you again, Lee.
How you been?
I've been fantastic.
Pretty busy?
Absolutely. We have so much going on at Corporate Office Centers.
And in life in general, aren't you pretty busy?
I am. I am. I have three, you know, two teenagers, so.
It's hard to believe you have teenagers.
Thank you.
So what's been up in your world? I know you're opening Corporate Office Centers, opening up a brand new location, right?
That's correct. The last time you and I spoke, we were talking about our new center up in Johns Creek.
Right.
And this time we will be talking about our grand opening of the Lenox building in Buckhead. And we are super excited about that.
And so why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about Corporate Office Centers and what makes them kind of special in the marketplace?
Well, Corporate Office Centers is an executive suites company, and we're a leading national business center company with locations in multiple markets throughout the United States.
Right.
We've been in business since 1992, so we're approaching our 20-year anniversary.
Wow.
We're really excited about that.
How many locations do you have in the metro Atlanta area?
In the metro Atlanta area, we have five.
Wow.
This is our fifth center.
And you have the big grand opening event you had mentioned earlier coming up in a few weeks, right?
That's right. April 22nd from 5 to 7. It's a Thursday afternoon. We're inviting everyone to come out and join us for our grand opening event and learn a little bit more about our center and what we do and who we are and have some great food and network with other businesses and yeah, it's going to be a great time.
Now, who do we have in the studio? We have some of your friends that are kind of participating in and this event, right?
That's correct. Three of our sponsors for this event are, of course, Atlanta Business Radio X with Lee Cantor, and Michael Bryant with Philip Michael PR. And we also have Marcus Collier. He's the group sales and event manager at Lenox Square Grill. We're excited to have you guys in the studio today. Welcome.
Thank you.
First, I'd like to start with you, Michael. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing for Corporate Office Centers at this event, and then tell us a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, you're the PR guy, right?
That's me.
So what's a PR guy do?
PR guy connects his clients with the right target market. We talk up the business out in the public, and we just find ways to help drive the business.
So how long have you been in PR?
Actually been in PR for about 3 years. And I actually got a first taste of it back when I worked with the Coca-Cola company in the late 90s going into the early 2000s.
What'd you do for them?
Actually, I worked for the Information Services Group, and I interfaced with several of their different departments helping protect their information. But actually got a chance to get close with a couple of people that worked actually handling public relations for the actual Coca-Cola company.
So is it a little different working for a smaller firm as opposed to one of these mega firms?
It's a lot more challenging with a lot less support, but I do what I can.
Yeah. So what do you do on a daily basis with PR?
Probably about 80% meetings, but it's a fun business. It's not as glamorous as people think, but
don't you go to all the parties and hang out with celebrities all day long?
I wish. We're aspiring to that.
Aspiring,
we get to do a little bit of that. However, a lot of it is a lot of front work in terms of just laying the groundwork for events, seeking out and finding the right people to connect our clients with. And in addition to that, you know, orchestrating all the logistics behind a public relations event.
Yeah, so.
Which is how we met, right?
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
Corporate Office Centers does a lot of networking throughout Atlanta.
Exactly.
And we connect our clients. We introduce them to other people. So that's how we met.
That's the fun part of this business.
It's relationships, right?
Yeah, getting to meet people like Carrie and yourself and Marcus. This is the fun part of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, Carrie, when you were deciding to do this grand opening event, you could have chosen any PR firm. What kind of drew you to this firm?
Well, Philip and Michael with Philip Michael PR have been networking with me for, two or three years now.
That's
and,
right.
You know, those relationships are really important to me. So that's, you know, where we go and you know, they're clients. We've done business together and that's the first place that we go. You know, right. the someone you have a relationship
and
with.
And that's a good lesson for entrepreneurs out there, isn't it? That
it is.
You have to really kind of look long-term with the relationship. It's not like you meet someone and you have to do business the next day.
Right, and that's one of the things that sets us corporate office centers apart from our competitors is you can go anywhere and to buy services, and they can hand you a menu, and they can say, here, pick from this menu of right. services. But at corporate office centers, we really get to know you, who you are, how your business works on a day-to-day basis, and how we can help you do that, and a lot of other executive suite companies out there don't do that.
Right. So. Why don't you explain to our listeners a little bit what's an executive suite?
Uh-huh.
What are some of the services you offer?
We do virtual offices, which can be anything from the business address, which our grand opening is 3399 Peachtree Road, Suite 400, Atlanta, Georgia.
So this is a company, like maybe they work out of their house or maybe they travel a lot.
Correct.
But they can use that address as their mailing address for their business,
Correct. We will receive mail for them and they
answer
can come
their phone
in and
too,
answer,
right?
answer their phones. That's right. And we can also, hold meetings for them if they need to get out of the home or out of Starbucks and come in.
But so that way they can have the appearance that they're this – you know, have a big corporate office in a high rise, right?
Right. Well, the goal is that every company wants to grow, and there's steps in that process of growth. And, you know, we want to help you from the first step to the last. So that's what we do with the virtuals. Now, you know, we also have the full-time office
right.
space. The great thing about the Lennox building is that we can accommodate large groups. So we're
What's a large group? How many people is a large group?
A large group is anywhere from 10 to 20 people.
Right.
In this economy, a lot of companies are downsizing, and we can accommodate that need very easily.
So like if they had a meeting or something where they had to get a group of people together, they can just go in there and just kind of on an a la carte basis, right?
That's correct. But we can also be their full-time office provider.
Right.
So we have big enough space where they can come in and we can set up, you know, the phones and internet and take care of all that for them so they can concentrate on their business.
Right. And then what about, do you have any opportunities? How about if they have a big training?
Mm-hmm. We have a seminar training room.
And how many people does that hold?
That holds 60.
Wow.
Uh-huh. But we're, you know, part of having Marcus with us is that he has banquet rooms as well, so our partners can assist our clients with banquet rooms.
For even more people, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's the goal of having Marcus and the Lennox Square Grill partner with us.
Right. Marcus, why don't you share a little bit about the Lennox Square Grill and what you do?
Hi, I'm Marcus. I am the group sales and event manager at Lennox Square Grill. Lennox Square Grill is the newest addition to the Centrarchy restaurant family. For those of you in Atlanta, that means we manage the Tavern at Phipps, New York Prime, Joey D's, and the California Dreaming locations in Kennesaw and Duluth. Lennox Square Grill is a full-service restaurant. We offer breakfast all day. That is from 7 a.m. to 2 a.m. So you can come have your pancakes at 7 a.m. or at 10 o'clock at night.
I like that.
Everyone loves breakfast for dinner.
That's right.
Along with that, we also, as Carrie mentioned, we have private rooms. So we're able to accommodate business meetings, breakfast business meetings, lunch,
right.
Networking, hours.
Do you do a lot of that, business meetings?
I had one today. Had one today for Merrill Lynch.
Uh-huh.
So we take care of our community, our local community around us. We're fortunate to be located in the heart of a financial
right.
district in Atlanta. So we have a lot of that business, yes.
And so how'd you connect with Carrie?
I think I met Carrie in the restaurant.
Yeah, in the restaurant.
In the restaurant.
Introductions.
Yes.
And then I looked you up on LinkedIn,
yes.
and we connected that way.
That is correct. So Carrie is a frequent visitor of the restaurant, so she and I have talked quite a bit. She invited Lennox Square Grill to be a sponsor for
right.
the grand opening. We are more than happy to be a partner with her in the grand opening of her new location. Along with being a sponsor, we're also going to be the food and beverage provider.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking forward to that event.
Yeah, that'll be a good relationship. Now, Michael, how they mentioned LinkedIn. How do you help your clients kind of leverage the social media like LinkedIn Does that help you when you're getting an event together? Do you utilize that at all?
We utilize that a little bit, but our biggest, I guess, form of connectivity out there in the market is probably going to be a lot of your grassroots and sort of word of mouth, you know, more personalized relationships.
Uh-huh.
But we also, you know, utilize email. We utilize Facebook. We do have a website. We utilize Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of your more recent effective internet-based applications. But, you know, for the most part, people know us for connecting at events and more personalized
relationships. So you do a lot of events for firms?
Yes, we do. You know, we've worked with everyone from the W Hotel, the Grand Hyatt, several restaurants in the Atlanta area.
Are they your clients or are they the location of the event?
They actually, some of them are our clients, and uh-huh. we actually have utilized some of their locations as well, and then they become clients afterwards.
Do you have any tips for people that are planning events, like kind of a do's and don'ts?
You know what? Every event is different, but for the most part, you just really want to pay attention to your logistics.
Uh-huh.
You want to make sure that you cross your T's, dot your I's,
right.
and just make sure you stay on top of everything that's going on.
And is that a mistake that people think they can do it themselves? Is that what they usually get overwhelmed with the details?
I believe so. I believe they read into it too much, but I've never actually had a perfect event.
That's what you aspire to, right?
Exactly. There's always something.
Yeah, where Michael's helped me is that I am opening a new center, so I have a lot of sales responsibilities and relationship building to do, and it's been such a wonderful help to have Philip Michael PR help me with the event.
Thank you very much.
And so, Carrie, what are some of the responsibility you offloaded to them in order to make this event success?
Everything? No. well, I mean, the logistics, like he said, the logistics is extremely important. I want to get as many people there to see what we do, and I'd like to network and introduce people, as many people as possible. And between Atlanta Business Radio X and Philip Michael PR, I think it's going to be an exciting event and great meetup opportunity as well for our guests.
Now, this event is going to be actually held in the center, right?
It is. So we'll be giving tours and raffling off prizes.
So people can go into the room. You're going to let them go in all the empty rooms that are
there?
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
Wow.
We're going to have, you know, all of our general managers in the area, Yvonne Hill, Joe Turner, Ryan Jackson, and Quinn Hopkins, and myself. We'll all be there, and hopefully some of the some of our other people that are associated with corporate officers will be there as well to give everyone tours and show you the meeting rooms and the offices and the beautiful views. There's such beautiful views there.
Sure. Now, Michael, do you have any surprises in store? Are there going to be some kind of special things happening here?
Well, I am speaking with the Braves
now,
and we may be doing a nice little raffle with the Braves.
Wow.
Connected with one of my good friends who actually sells corporate boxes for the Braves, so we're going to try to work something out with them.
Now, is there going to be a fee for this event?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Everyone's our guest.
Wow. So you're expecting quite a big crowd, I would imagine.
Hey, we're expecting a couple of hundred people to be there.
Wow, mm-hmm. That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so what kind of food do you know? I'm sure you don't have the menu, or do you?
Oh, no, we haven't decided on the menu yet. Michael and I are going to nail that down probably today. Well, we're going to do something bite-sized, something easy for the guests. The
right.
whole idea is for the guests to, the attendees of this event, to be wowed by corporate office centers. We don't necessarily want the food to take away from that.
Okay. I'm sure it's going to be fabulous.
Okay.
I'm excited about that.
but of course, it'll be something tasty.
Sure.
Definitely pleasing to the eye. So.
Now, Marcus, why don't you share some do's and don'ts maybe when someone's thinking about using your restaurant as a location for an event or a mixer or something? How do you help them kind of get the best experience?
Well, the first thing I say is decide on if your event has a theme, whether it's a business meeting or a networking event, have a theme.
Right. What are some examples of themes?
Well, there's on March 11th, I have a person coming in. They're doing a Cocktails for a Cause.
Mm-hmm.
That's a charity. You don't necessarily want people just to come in and just network. You want there to be a purpose for the
right.
meeting.
So tying in with charity, that's a popular thing now?
It's a very popular thing now. Lots of people are getting together. We've done a fundraiser networking event for Camp Twin Lakes, which is a local area around here. We did another one for cystic fibrosis. So,
Is that, Carrie, are you going to do a charity tie-in? You guys think about this?
Well, we're open.
We're brainstorming here, guys. Just brainstorming.
Anything's possible.
Let's just get this out now. Let's get this, get this rolling.
You got one in mind?
I mean, Marcus seems to know a lot of the nonprofits around.
I do. That's actually one of my personal priorities is to support that community here locally. My favorite, the one I deal with the most, is Atlanta Community Food Bank. So we're looking and share our strength. So that's what we're looking inside of Central Arcade. That's where we're headed towards. As far as event planning, I would say the most important thing for any event planner, whether it's an administrative assistant or someone who's a professional event planner, nailing down your headcount.
Really?
If you're going to do something at a location, the provider of that service, the location, the event space, has to know how many people they're going to feed.
And how far in advance do you have to know?
A day, usually.
Like 24 hours is good?
Our vendors are very responsive to us. If we call up and say we need something more, then they can get it to us.
How do you kind of, if they say, okay, we're going to have 100 people, how many people do you really plan for?
We really prep for more than 100. Am I going to give you that number? That's an industry secret.
But I would imagine that's a mistake for the novice person who's trying to do it on their own, like maybe at their own location. They plan for probably too little people, I would imagine.
Right. They usually try to plan for that exact headcount. There's always, especially in the wedding social part of it, there's always an extra person that comes or brings their spouse or
That they didn't count on.
The
last minute addition, right?
The most important thing is you never want to run out of food. So
That's a cardinal sin, right? That's a rookie mistake.
That is a big mistake.
So Carrie, you have a lot on your plate now. You're pre-leasing, right?
I am. I'm pre-leasing. We have, you know, 7 new clients, and we haven't even opened the doors yet. But you know, everyone seems to be excited about it, and it's working out extremely well. So
now,
I'm excited.
Who, if you were to draw up your perfect customer for corporate office centers, what does that person look like? Like what are the kind of the categories of
that,
people?
That's
I know you don't want to leave anybody out.
No, of course not. Never. Just because the services range, you know, so vastly. Right. But I can tell you who my favorite type of client is.
Yeah, just like type. It doesn't have to be like me because we know.
My favorite type of client is a new business.
It's like somebody just starting out?
It is, because I get such, you know, I just love to see them grow. I love to see them come on with us and just start with the virtual office or the meeting rooms, and they grow so quickly, and I just love to see them succeed and become successful, and then over time, I mean, eventually they're in the corner office, and I just love to visit them in their corner office and say, wow, you've come so far,
and you were a part of it,
and I'm so glad that we could help you with that. So
well, that's great. What about you, Mike?
Well, I think the favorite client for me would be somebody who's actually coming out with something a little bit different, trying to be cutting edge, trying to be new, bring something new to the market. And, you know, usually those businesses are a lot more aggressive.
They'll take chances, though.
Exactly. And a lot more open-minded.
Right. And so you could that'll give you the opportunity to kind of stretch and try some new things.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's all about creativity.
Right. That makes it fun. What about you, Marcus? Who's your go-to corporate client?
Well, I have several. Again,
I guess financial. I bet you do a lot of financial businesses where you're located.
We're very grateful to be where we are, our physical location of our restaurant. We have a great relationship with several of the business
like
organizations
the
around.
The bankers, financial services companies?
Morgan Stanley, Merrill Lynch.
Yeah. What about lawyers? How do you do with lawyers?
I love lawyers.
They're tricky.
We all love lawyers.
They make you sign these complicated contracts. There's a lot of, you know, they know all the tricks. They know the loopholes.
Well, everyone loves food, so everyone lets their guard down around food.
Carrie, you get lawyers? You probably get a lot of lawyers,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely, yes. We have a lot of lawyers. Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's a big part of our market.
Right.
So.
Can't live without them.
No, absolutely
you try
not.
To. So, why don't we wrap up, Carrie, and you just kind of recap about the event and what a person can expect by attending.
Okay, well, we're inviting everyone to come out on April 22nd at the Lennox Building at 3399 Peachtree Road. We're on the fourth floor, which
is suite, floor. Mm-hmm, wow.
Yep, which is suite 400. And we just invite everyone to come out between 5 and 7. And we just invite everyone to come out and just take a look and meet us and introduce yourself and have some wonderful food. And let me show you around our center.
Great. Well, that's it for this edition of Atlanta Business Radio. This is Lee Cantor signing off. You can always check us out online at atlantabusinessradio.com. Thanks.